One of Australia's greatest maritime mysteries involving one of our worst wartime disasters has been solved. The body of a sailor which washed ashore after the sinking of HMAS Sydney 80 years ago has been identified through DNA testing. Able seaman Thomas Wellesby Clark had been known through the years as the unknown sailor, representing all 645 crew who were never found. His identification now gives hope to others still waiting for closure. Isabel Musali has the story.
HMAS Sydney has been in action with a heavily armed enemy merchant raider, which she sank by gunfire. No subsequent communication has been received from HMAS Sydney, and the government regrets that she must be presumed lost.
80 years since HMAS Sydney sank in a World War II battle, a new chapter in this maritime story. A man whose body washed up on Christmas Island several weeks later now has a name, Thomas Wellesby Clark. The Chief of Navy, Vice Admiral Michael Noonan, paid tribute to him in a special ceremony.
When odds were impossible, he did not relent. He did not give in. Thomas did his duty until hope was forlorn. Our Navy and our nation are proud he served us so well. He faced peril and terror on the open sea. He died alone. But his memory and legacy endure. He reminds us of the need to be tenacious.
The 21-year-old from Brisbane had only been on board HMAS Sydney for 2.5 months when he was killed. A disguised German cruiser attacked the Sydney with gunfire and torpedoes. In 2008, the wreckage of both ships were found 112 nautical miles off WA's coast. That same year brought the discovery of an unmarked grave, and so began the task to try identify the body. With 645 other crew lost, it was a huge process to narrow it down and find the living relatives. When told of the news, his niece, Dr. Lee Lahani, was thankful, but found it slightly distressing.
I think it was a bit upsetting because I'll never erase the memory I have of him in that lifeboat at the scene of the battle still. The truth is the main thing, and I'm so grateful for the many, many people, well over 100, who helped ascertain the truth.
Researcher Commander Greg Swindon says it was a long journey to this moment, and it involved both mitochondrial DNA from the female side of the family and Y chromosome DNA from the male side.
It's a fantastic feeling to finally give this man back his name. There's been the scientists who've extracted the DNA, both at the Australian Centre for Ancient DNA and at the Australian Federal Police. That's a key activity. We've also used genealogists to build family trees. I've had interested historians who have tracked down family members.
UWA Associate Professor Daniel Franklin specialises in human skeletal remains. He says this identification is a massive achievement.
So, you know, we're talking some 15 years worth of, you know, probably continuing work that, you know, people have had to put into this to get to this point. And it's a multifaceted team.
And with more advances in technology on the way, he believes there'll be more stories to come like this.
The limitation is always down to the condition of the remains and the quality of the DNA that you're able to basically achieve from them. And then tracing down the, you know, obviously the matching profiles from, you know, someone that's related. But it's only going to improve. And again, where some of the other technology is improving is our ability to get DNA from remains that are highly compromised.
That was UWA Associate Professor Daniel Franklin, ending that report by Isabel Musali.